Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Craig here with you, and I am joined by Jeff Ryan, James Henderson from Motorcade. I'm sure you've heard them. We play them quite a bit here on 88.7 Choice. Very grateful that they were able to make the trek over here. I'm glad you guys made it. Hopefully you didn't have to walk too far to get here. I'm excited to have you. I guess let's just jump into this. So you guys have, you've been in the music scene for a while. I mean, the four of you, the two of you here now, but you guys have been playing music for 20 plus years around here. How did the idea for Motorcade come together? How did you guys kind of put this together? Have you guys just throughout the years done gigs together, or, you know?
That's pretty much how, yeah, we all met along the way in those, I'm not going to say how many years, you've already pointed that out.
Cat's out of the bag there.
It's college radio. I just want you guys to know that this year's incoming freshmen were born in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've dated all of us. Don't worry.
I was not.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
But honestly, in 2011, we were, Andrew, Jeff, and I were all at a party. I think it was at Andrew's house. I don't remember exactly. And we just sort of said, we should do this. We should make something. You know, let's be in a band. We've never played together, all of us. Let's just give it a whirl. Fast forward many, many years. And, like, you know, 2015 maybe is when we actually started playing together. It took all that time to, we kicked it around. We had the name Motorcade from back then. I said, I want to be called Motorcade. And that was in 2011. So it just took years of us hemming and hawing to finally do something.
I think because we've, you know, I'm in a lot of different bands, not as many as I was. Motorcade's kind of taken over in a good way, but I think we just all were so busy with all of our own things and families, and you know, finally when we started to put this thing together, we realized how much we liked it.
Yeah.
And not only, you know, it's hard sometimes being in bands with friends, you know, but it's also super fun because then you have this history of not only have we played shows together in our other collective bands, but now we're putting kind of these forces together, and it's been great. It's been really, really fun.
And for fans of KTCU that have probably listened over the years with The Good Show and Radio Bapola, you probably recognize James from Baboon. That's the one that jumps out to me, like James and Andrew, right?
Yeah.
Both were in Baboon. This completely different sound, which I love about this. And then, Jeff, you've played with St. Vincent, with Sarah Jaffe, The War on Drugs. So, you know, those are the bands that maybe, if you're not familiar with Motorcade, if you like any of those, I promise you, you'll like this. So if you haven't already heard it, and maybe it's just not that familiar, you're going to dig this sound. So you said you got the band Motorcade. That was something you thought of back in 2011. Where did the name come from?
Two places. There's a magazine song called Motorcade, and it just looks really cool in print. Looks great on a record, you know. But then, you know, I'm from Dallas. That's my hometown, and Motorcade carries with it a certain je ne sais quoi.
I mean, I was thinking when I was listening to the record on the way in today to work, I was going back, and I told you guys, I was going back and just kind of refreshing everything and trying to find, like, what's my favorite track? I don't really have one, and when I think about this, like, this is a record, when I thought of Motorcade, like, I could see a motorcade of cars all listening to this from start to finish. Like, that's what I love about this record is you really can. You can put it on and just leave it. You put it on, play the whole record, and it flows so well together from track to track. How did the putting the whole album together, you know, the process there, because like you said, you guys are all from a little bit different backgrounds, and then the hectic schedule of getting it all together to get this written, to get it recorded, all that. How did that all go down?
Well, I had a couple ideas in the beginning, and we tried playing those and kind of got a loose working, you know, fashion of them, and it wasn't going super well. And then it was like, well, we need more songs. So I just started writing the songs and was actually sort of recording them as I wrote them. And so I did a lot of it on my own, and mainly just to have stuff to present to everyone else. And that way, when the time came, we were able to play them. But yeah, a lot of the record was just done in a room, you know, by myself, and then added drums later and vocals later, things like that.
They were all pretty much fleshed out, pretty close. Except for, you know, James putting a lot of treatments on production, post-production and stuff. And then we would just try and get together and, hey, let's knock out, the goal is three vocals tonight or three drum tracks, and just, and then if I wasn't available, John, being both of us being multi-instrumentalists, John played drums on a couple of the tracks and I played drums on the rest of the tracks, and James did everything else, and Andrew laid vocals down as well. And so it just, it came together piecemeal, but then by the time we, you know, we all stepped away from it, and then James, you know,
put all the final touches on it,
and for many months, and then finally we sat down together and going, oh wow, this is, yeah, this is really good.
And there was a conscious effort, like, and I'm going to get this done within a time frame. Yeah. This is not going to be nebulous. This is, we started, it's going to end, and we'll have something soon.
Yeah.
I, like I said, I thoroughly enjoy the album. Now this, again, I mentioned Baboon and, you know, the bands you've played with, mm-hmm. and then John played Death Ray Davies. So this album, the sound of it, where did the influences for this sound come from? Because, I, like, if you just look at your individual works, you wouldn't expect the sound of Motorcade to come from this. So was this just kind of something you all wanted to do, or was this something you started recording and they came in and they're like, you know what, I kind of like...
Well, actually, in 2011, that was the aim, as we sort of said, we wanted it to sound like this, you know?
Okay.
Because that's the music I love, is like the post-punk, early 80s, late 70s kind of thing. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And so anything that I was going to, you know, take the helm on is going to sound like that. And that was, like I said, the stated goal in the beginning. We wanted something like that.
I think it was like, you know, because we love all these bands, you know, The Cure, Depeche Mode, New Order, whatever, you know, we didn't want it to be just that, but have a forward-thinking, you know, record too, which is, we kind of married the new with with the old. And then with just, you know, lucky to have a great, you know, songwriter to put all these elements together, and then some instrumentalist to make it all happen. Just, it just worked out really well.
And timeline wise like, you see this 80s influence, this is the 80s stuff starting to come back, like you see it in the style. And so that's another thing that I loved about this, because I love Depeche Mode, like, that's one of my favorites too. So when I'm listening to this, I'm like, I can hear, you know, kind of that, it puts me in that mind frame, right? And so I'm like, this is going to be something, and I hope for you guys as well, that can really blow up really fast, because the music style is starting to change. You're seeing a lot more electronic influence, and you're seeing the synthesizer and all that come back in the music nowadays.
Yeah.
And so it's like, this was something you guys started on in 2011, but now it's 2018.
Right.
And it just, timeline wise, it seems to make the most sense now. Because in 2011, if you would have been able to put this all together, I don't think it would have gotten as much traction. It's just,
I think you're exactly right. And I think once we gave the record to Shill, who runs Tiger Bomb Promo, who did our a lot of radio promotion back in January, he was like, this is what's happening right now. So we didn't know that when we started this.
Right. And like you said, in 2011, when you started, this was just something you wanted to do.
Just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's the album I wanted to hear that no one made, so I had to make it.
So we've got this album. What's next? Are you guys going to be working on another album? We got some touring coming up.
Would like to tour. I don't know if we're gonna or not. I hope we do some shows outside. We got to, you know.
Yeah,
that's just something I know Jeff and I, and we talk about it a lot. We need to line stuff like that up. And as far as we've got a lot of, like, too many ideas right now for the next record, and actually starting to record parts now. I mean, so it's definitely going to happen.
There's a lot of, James has thrown together probably over 20 ideas, and we're all kind of wrapping our heads around them and seeing what sticks and what doesn't. I mean, they're all, you know, really cool ideas, and so we'll just see what happens. I mean, we're going to definitely try and make this next one faster than the last, so we'll be 2020.
That's a definite priority for real.
Because, and also, you know, it is strange how things have, you know, taken off as far as, like, in Chicago. I mean, Greg Kot from NPR Sound Opinions, which is a national, you know, NPR station, it's a national podcast, really jumped on it, saw our show at Southwest Southwest, and we keep getting asked to, like, play shows in D.C. and Chicago, and it's just, like, trying to, again, coordinate and, you know,
life,
legislate all that.
And you don't want to, like, take off and play D.C. and come back and then go play Chicago. You want to sort of make some sort of plan there.
Yeah.
It's great that there's a need for it, so we're just trying to, you know, make it happen.
For you guys, you mentioned, you know, Chicago and D.C. Do you see, like, you're really hitting it big in different markets more so than here?
It's probably almost as much as Chicago as it is in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And every single day I'm getting messages and or likes from people in Chicago, and it is basically because of Greg Kot's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's so popular, and not only did he name us the one of the best things that he saw at South By, which we were shocked at.
we did not play a good show.
We were terrible.
See, I read an article where you guys were like, this was not good, and oh, no, you ran with it.
Right? Like, yeah.
Terrible.
Well, maybe you guys hold yourself to a higher standard.
That's true, but there was no denying it.
Yeah.
It was rotten.
Yeah, but, you know, and then he said that he liked their record still so much they named us in the best of 2018 so far,
yeah.
You know, which is, we were honored by, you know.
Yeah, that was really a great moment to see that, because we feel very strongly about the record, and
right.
To see a critical praise like that, it's great, you know.
So on this album, do you guys have a favorite song? Like, is there one that your favorite off the album, and then is there one that's like your favorite one to play live?
Yes.
I definitely have a favorite one on the album. I don't know about live.
Desertion is my favorite one to play live.
Okay.
Because I can relax a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not so frantic. Because, you know, live, there's a lot of things we have to consider playing live, because it's just the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of, I've listened to a click track, and there's other backing tracks I've listened to. So I said this recently, but there's no ebb and flow in Motorcade. There's
no, we don't go off on tangents.
There's no jamming.
It's very strict. Yeah.
So it's a very stressful show every time.
Well, you hope not, but it's stressful beforehand for sure.
Yeah.
Once we get going, it typically works out. But no, my favorite song in the record is Overthrown.
Okay. Because
for whatever reason, that it came out exactly how I wanted it to come out. It just was perfect. And I've still got tiny issues with every other song on it, probably, but, you know, not big ones, but that one was exactly how I wanted it.
And Desertion seems to be the one that's getting the most radio play.
Desertion and Recover.
Recover got
okay, Recover.
A lot in the beginning.
Yeah. My favorites are actually Walk With Me and Long Telegram.
Oh, yeah.
There was something about Long Telegram that I was just, I heard it and I was like, I love this song.
It's pretty spooky. Awesome. And it's great.
And maybe that's what it is. It's just, it's a little different than the rest of the songs on the album, but driving. It was a great driving to work song, mm-hmm. Driving through school zones. I just dropped my daughter off at right. First grade. You know, like I'm driving, I'm sitting in this traffic and watching all these other parents that want to blow their brains out.
Right.
And I'm listening to this and I'm like, yeah, I feel good
this
today.
Awesome.
Like, I'm excited. You know, I'm having a good time now.
Well, that's good. That's, you know, I want there to be something for everybody. Like it's too bad when it's a record that has one or two good songs.
Right.
It's great to hear how many because I've heard that everyone picks something else. I love that about it, you know.
That means you did your job.
I did my job.
A good job writing the record.
It wasn't just Recover that was like, you know, or Desertion
right.
That were like people like, oh yeah, I could see where this would be a hit or whatever, but it's like, oh, but I like it all, which is we're flattered by.
I'm the same way. I mean, like I said, it's one of those songs, one of those albums that you just put it on and play it straight through. I mean, and if you're the, I say record and play it through, like we're thinking, an album, you know, vinyl or like you said, it's available on vinyl. So that's another thing that's making a comeback, which is fantastic.
Right? Yeah.
But these, the younger generation now with the Spotify's and Apple Music and everything, they may only hear the one song and that's it. They're not going and listening to a whole album again. So
they don't even know what that experience is, really.
A lot of our DJs here are big vinyl enthusiasts.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. And they've learned now that the sound of vinyl is so much different. Like it's got such a much more rich, full
it's pleasing,
sound to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why that is, really, because technically it shouldn't be, but it is. It just is. It sounds
and
pleasing.
And maybe it's something
know.
About, you know, like if you're just going to sit down and put a record on and for the younger generation, again, they're doing homework or something and they've just got a record spinning over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of puts you in the zone of where you need to be.
Which puts it back into having artwork and having, you know, a whole package.
An album,
a physical copy,
and it's big and you can read it, and it's immersive.
And like in my office, the whole wall is albums.
Right.
So I mean, it is it's the art form getting put back into it, not just the musical art, but you're actually the art of putting an album together. Where did some of that inspiration come from for the artwork and everything for the album?
Needing a cover was the biggest inspiration. I'd collected over, you know, the past couple of years just a bunch of images I thought were cool and that we could use in one way or another. And then everyone got scared about copyright issues, and so I found a snippet of another picture. We just blew that up. because it's a speaker, that's cool. It kind of recalls Music for the Masses by Depeche Mode.
Right.
And I don't mind giving them a wink at all. That's where it came from. And then, you know, we all agreed it'd be pretty stark and on white and things like that.
But it's funny when you think about the generation now of listening to Spotify or listening to iTunes. You know, my kids and I was saying that we'd have many meetings or whatever talking about the artwork or how the record was going. And, you know, they'd be like, artwork for what? Because they don't know what it is. Because right. It's like, oh, this thing?
Right.
Like
10 hours right.
Talking about this small microscopic thing. I'm like, well, actually, no. It's never mind.
Yeah.
You'll see it
it's
when it comes out.
It's 12 by 12. And yeah.
Right, right.
But it's great. It is different that's starting to come full circle, which I think is great. And this is just kind of off topic, but music videos. Are you guys going to be shooting music videos for anything soon? Because, you know, that used to make bands in the late 80s, 90s. Like, if you just had a cool video, that could your song could be terrible.
Right.
But if you had a cool video.
They're Dire Straits.
For sure.
Hear that. You know, I'd like to. And I think YouTube is still a good vehicle for people when they have videos to do. We just haven't made a proper one. I threw together some Cold War footage to our music. That's what exists on YouTube right now. And that was originally to be done for the screen behind us, you know. But yeah, I'd like to do a proper video. We just never really discussed it, and it costs money, and and we'd probably want someone else to head that up anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we just kind of, if you go on YouTube and search Motorcade, the videos, quote unquote, that come up are the ones that we do use for our live shows.
Yeah.
So that's as close as to a regular music video as we're going to get. And somebody actually debuted it as like, this is the video for Recover. And I was like, it's not.
It is.
Really. They're like, this is the official, in quotes, the official
Recover.
You can
say that, but that's not what it is. But thanks for talking about it.
Sure.
So I talked to you guys a little bit when we first walked in, but how did you guys get involved in music? Like, what was the start for you when you knew, like, this is what I want to do career-wise? I want to be a musician.
I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I do, as a musician, I have to do a lot of different things. I teach. I also work at a family business, and I also I play drums in a lot of different bands. So this day and age, it's hard to be a career musician unless you do kind of what, you know, James, or there's two artists in the band that do a lot of licensing.
Okay.
That's what James does, you know.
Yeah, and as far as it started once I kind of saw that Astronaut wasn't going to happen when I was 3. That's basically where I went.
At 3, you already knew you weren't going to be an astronaut?
Probably not.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it just seemed like a lot of work.
My daughter's 6. She still thinks she can be a mermaid. So.
Oh, well.
Maybe she can.
I mean, she's smart, so maybe by the time that she gets there.
My daughter thought she'd be a ladybug till she was 5, and that went out the window.
So, you guys have been DFW staples with the different bands. What bands in DFW now do you like to go see if you've got time? Or what are some bands that you think don't really get enough recognition for how talented they really are?
Well, I'm a big fan of Daniel Huffman, who's also he's been playing as long as he's as experienced as
okay there
are.
We go.
And he's played with everybody, you know, his own projects, the Flaming Lips and everything. So he has a band called New Fumes, and it's just him and like drum machines and a lot of backing tracks, and he's singing and playing guitar, and I think he's fantastic.
And that was in the local lunch today.
Was New Fumes.
Yeah,
is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
That was not a plug. That was just honestly because I like it.
No, it's always good to see you know, who are some of the other bands, because stylistically you'll see just this huge jump, and it may be just friends that play a different style of music or what.
Yeah,
so
right.
New Fumes.
Oh, I'm not the one to ask for this.
James lives downtown, but he doesn't go. Maybe he doesn't see a ton of bands.
I don't enjoy live music that much.
Unless you're the one playing it.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
I like the studio so much, you know, and it never, I don't know, it just never comes across the way I think it was intended. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And typically when I'm out, I want to talk to my friends, and a band gets in the way of that.
I got you. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. I'm super excited to keep spinning this record. I'm going to add a couple more, cause I'm going to add some of my favorites in here as well.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Keep me in the loop, cause I want to know when you guys get some stuff going on. You can come back in, we can talk about the tour when that comes up. the new album when that's getting finalized. Yeah, you know, I want to definitely be in the loop with that, because, like I said, it's start to beginning. You're going to love this album if you're not already listening to it. I'll put a link for your guys' website so people can go jump straight to that so they can find out more information. But yeah, Motorcade. Social media, what's a good way to follow you guys?
It's Motorcade63, I believe, on Facebook.
Okay.
And then it's Instagram is Motorcade, I think, 1122. And then the Twitter is the same. And just a quick plug, there's a pretty big show that's going to happen in Dallas in January.
Okay.
With some really great bands, so I can't say exactly the date or the venue yet, but it's going to be really fun.
But it's going to be worth it. I mean, by the look on your face right now, I'm getting excited.
We're excited about it.
We're excited.
It's going to be a great
fantastic. KXT, the radio station in Dallas, is behind it, and it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, I'm excited. So I'll mark my calendar. Just circle all of January.
If you want to come, here we go.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys coming in, Jeff Ryan and James Henderson from Motorcade. I'm going to play a song from Motorcade so we can get you right back into it. So you guys, if you hadn't heard them yet, now you have. And there's no reason for you to not like this album. We'll be back. You're listening to 88.7, The Choice.